You grow food by drowning wood. Not a garden bed. Not a greenhouse. A single log in deep shade. Drill holes. Tap in shiitake plugs. Paint wax over each hole. Set the log on bricks under a fence. Walk away. Months later, the bark wakes up with brown caps worth more than the log itself. A $10 stick turns into dinner for years. No pumps. No lights. No soil beds. You give shade and clean water. The log pays you back. Here is the part most people miss. Timing rules yield. Cut hardwood while trees sleep in late winter. Rest the wood a few weeks. Keep the bark intact. Then you do quiet work. Measure. Drill to 1 inch. Keep rows straight. Offset holes around the log. Sow spawn meats from all sides. Tap each plug flush. Warm wax to liquid, never smoking. Seal holes and end grain so moisture stays where spawn needs it. Label the end with a simple code. Oak01. Date. Strain. Hole count. Order makes success repeat. Shade is not optional. Sun dries bark and kills the run. Stack on pallets or a rack so air moves under and around. Aim for a spot with 90% shade and steady breeze. In dry weather, hose until the bark turns glossy. Walk away before water pools. The log should feel heavy after a soak, then drift back toward normal over days. Watch the ends for a white ring or fine marbling. Those signs tell you to plan the first full dunk. The dunk looks wrong until you see results. Submerge the log in cold water for 12 to 24 hours. Use a clean weight so the log stays under. Stand it upright to drain. Within a week, pins push through tiny cracks. A few days more, and you see wide caps with a slight roll at the edge. Cut each one clean. Chill fast. Cook or dry the same day. Log rests 6 to 8 weeks before the next soak. This is a system, not a guess. We will set hole spacing, label rules, shade math, a drought plan, and a yield log. We will solve slug raids with elevation and copper. We will scrape mild green mold and reseal. We will plan 2 to 4 flushes each year and retire logs when output drops. You will know why each step works before you do it. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave a comment. The next story might change your mind. Don't miss a single turn. The bench looks simple. A drill sits to your right. A box of plug spawn sits to your left. A mallet, a small pot for wax, a dauber, a marker, eye protection, hearing protection, and work gloves sit in a neat line. A wall chart behind the bench shows 3 rows. Row 1 reads cut, rest, inoculate. Row 2 reads stack, incubate, soak. Row 3 reads fruit, harvest, rest. You read the motto on a strip of tape over the chart. Slow is smooth, smooth is fast. The room goes quiet. Work begins when order exists. You will build a shiitake log system, not a single project. Think through the full path before you pick up the drill. A log moves through seasons in a loop. First, you cut hardwood in late winter. Logs rest while natural antifungals fade. You inoculate with plug spawn. You seal holes with wax and label ends. You stack in deep shade with air all around. Spawn runs through the wood during the first year. You watch for readiness signs, then soak. Pins form. Caps open. You harvest. You let the log rest. You soak again after 6 to 8 weeks. The loop runs for years. Yield builds when each step stays clean and repeatable. Lay out gear before you touch a log. You need a corded or battery drill with a depth control. A sharp wood bit sized for your plug spawn. A depth stop or a piece of tape on the bit. A mallet for seating plugs. A small pot or safe tin for wax. A heat source for gentle melting. A natural bristle brush or dauber. Labels and a weatherproof marker. Rags and isopropyl alcohol for wipe downs. Pallets, bricks, or a rack to lift logs off soil. A large bin or stock tank for future soaks. A scale and a notebook or spreadsheet for weights. Eye and ear protection. Work gloves. The list fits in 1 tub and 1 tool bag. Keep both near your stack site. Safety sits in the plan, not only on your face. Drills bite when sleeves hang loose or gloves catch. Roll sleeves tight. Use snug gloves with good grip. Plant feet wide before you drill. Brace the log so it does not roll. Keep cord and battery away from water. Wax burns when you overheat it. Melt until liquid with no smoke. Set the pot on a stable, heat-safe surface. Lift with your legs, not your back. A water tank fills fast and weighs more than you think. Use 2 people for moves over 20 feet. Food hygiene starts at the log. Clean tools before you touch spawn. clean bins before harvest. Dry caps on clean racks or cook the same day. Define success now so you spot drift later. You want a system that yields 2 to 4 flushes each year per log for 3 to 5 years with steady quality. You want steps that take the same shape every time. You want clean labels so you track dates, strains, and weights. You want shade levels you can describe. You want a soak plan tied to readiness signs, not guesswork. You want a simple rule for rest cycles. Put these goals at the top of your notebook. Each choice you make should point at those goals. Walk through the work once on a dry run. Place the log on 2 blocks so both ends hang free. Practice drilling a single test hole in scrap wood to set depth. Practice seating a plug on a board with the mallet. Warm wax without a live flame near sawdust. Brush 1 stroke on scrap to feel coverage. Write a label in block letters. Read it at 10 feet. If you struggle to read it now, you will fail to read it in rain at dusk. This dry run takes 15 minutes. Time spent here saves hours when you scale to a dozen logs. Build a clean zone for spawn work. A folding table with a washable top works well. Wipe the surface with alcohol. Set plug spawn on the upwind side so dust does not drift onto it. Keep the drill, mallet, and dauber in a small tray you wipe often. Keep your phone away from this table. Music feels nice, but you touch your phone, then you touch spawn. Contamination risk climbs. Focus beats background noise during inoculation. Plan label rules before inoculation day. Use a short code for wood species, a number for the log, the inoculation date in numeric form, the strain code, and hole count. Example reads OAK 01, March 18, 2026, LMM 210. Write the same on both ends and on 1 piece of tape near the center. Press the tape down hard, then brush wax over the edges of the tape. Ink stays readable longer when you do this. Post the label key on your wall chart so helpers follow the same format. Sketch your yard map and pick a stack site. Deep shade sits north of solid fences, under evergreen edges, or under a high canopy. You want moving air, not wind tunnels. You want soil that drains after rain. You want clear space to walk and lift without tripping. Measure shade midday in summer, not in spring. Sun angle shifts. A spot that looks shaded in March often bakes in July. If shade feels thin, plan for a simple shade cloth on a frame. You will set the rack after inoculation, but you choose the spot now. Set your calendar for the full cycle. Mark a 2 to 6 week rest after cutting. Mark inoculation day. Mark a weekly check during the first dry spell after stacking. Mark a review date 6 months out to read the log ends for white marbling. Mark a flexible first soak window between month 6 and month 18. Write readiness signs first, beside the soak window. Set a recurring reminder to log weights on harvest days. If you miss notes, you lose feedback for the next season. List your costs and simple returns. Plug spawn is the main input. Wax is a small cost over a season. Tools serve for years. Water use stays low. Shade rack parts last if you keep them off soil. Yields vary by wood species, climate, and strain. No need for numbers here. The system pays back in mushrooms, not in a wager on luck. You will measure weights and decide when to expand or slow down. Walk to a stacked pile in late winter. Cold air holds steady. You pick 1 fresh oak log with bark tight to the cambium. A tag on the end reads a cut date from 2 weeks ago. You lift 1 end. Weight feels right for green wood. You set it on blocks and read the tag again. The plan starts here. Pick dense hardwoods with tight bark. Oak leads for shiitake. Sugar maple and beech also work. Avoid conifers. Avoid soft, storm-fallen wood with loose bark. Look for straight pieces with minimal knots. A clean cylinder gives smoother drilling and fewer splits. Aim for 3 to 8 inches in diameter and 36 to 40 inches in length. This size holds moisture, moves by hand, and stacks with ease. Time the cut for dormancy. Late winter gives wood with lower sugar movement and fewer competing organisms. Cut while leaves sit off the tree. Saw clean ends. Avoid dragging ends through soil. Stand logs on blocks for airflow. Tag each piece with tree species and cut date before you move to the next stem. A simple paint stick mark works until you add a proper label. Rest wood before inoculation. 2 to 6 weeks allows natural antifungal compounds to fade while moisture stays inside. Store in shade with air movement. Keep ends off soil. Do not tarp tight. A loose cover over the top row keeps snow or direct rain off, while sides stay open. Check once per week. Lift an end. Green wood keeps a heavy feel. If weight drops fast, move to a cooler, shadier spot. Protect bark. Bark is the moisture jacket for the full run. Press a fingernail near the end. Bark should feel firm, not spongy. Avoid pieces with long vertical cracks. Avoid fresh skid marks which bruise cambium. A few small scars are fine if wax will seal them later. The working rule lives on the shop wall. Bark on, life in. Match species to local supply. In many yards, red or white oak is easiest to source. In mixed hardwood stands, sugar maple or beech fills gaps when oak supply runs low. Alder works in some regions, but bark thins faster in warm summers. If you harvest from a thicket edge, pick stems with full crown exposure last season. Those stems often hold better sugars for spawn run. Keep notes for each species on your yield sheet for later review. Size matters for drill layout and hydration. A 3-inch piece takes fewer rows, absorbs water fast and fruits sooner, then dries quicker between rains. A 6 to 8-inch piece needs more rows, holds more water, and gives longer life, with more weight to move. Build a mix. Thin pieces give early wins. Thick pieces carry the system in dry spells. Label size on the end next to species code for fast sorting on inoculation day. Cut quality changes outcomes. Make flat cuts on both ends. Avoid wedges. Flat ends show white marbling later and seat well in soak tanks. Trim small stubs flush to avoid tear outs when you move the log. If a chain left thread-like fibers on an end, clean with a quick saw touch. Smooth end grain wicks less during storage. Stack with intention from day one. Lay 2 rails on bricks, then place fresh logs across the rails with a gap between each. Gaps equal airflow. Airflow preserves bark. Keep the stack in deep shade. North side of a fence or a stand of pines works. If a south wall is your only option, add a shade cloth frame before spring sun rises high. Mark the stack on your yard map, so helpers bring future pieces to the right place. Plan the rest period on a calendar. Write the cut date and a simple window for inoculation. If the cut date is February 20th, set a target between March 5th and April 3rd. Mark a weekly check for moisture and bark condition. If a warm front moves in, check twice per week. Dry wind pulls moisture fast from end grain. If ends lighten in color and feel dry, cover the top row loosely and add shade. Do not mix old wood into this batch. Wood older than 2 months often holds competing growth. Save older pieces for borders or firewood. Fresh wood with tight bark rewards the time you spend sourcing. If a tree service offers mixed loads, sort on arrival. Keep hardwoods for shiitake. Move soft woods to a separate pile at once. Give yourself a simple field test for readiness on inoculation day. Lift an end. Heavy means green moisture. Tap bark with knuckles. A crisp sound suggests firmness. Look for clean, dark end grain with no pale mold film. If all checks pass, move pieces to the drill station. If checks fail, set those pieces aside and adjust storage for the rest of the stack. Examples for clarity. Example 1. A small yard with one red oak limb down by pruning crews. You cut 3 logs at 4 inches diameter and 38 inches length on March 1st. You tag OK with the date. You rest in shade on rails for 3 weeks. Bark stays tight. You move to inoculation on March 25th. Example 2. A woodlot with sugar maple trunks after selective thinning. You pick 6 logs between 5 and 7 inches diameter, all 40 inches long. You cut on February 10th. You rest 5 weeks in a shaded lean-to with open sides. Weekly checks show steady weight. A late March warm spell starts to dry ends. You add a loose top cover. Inoculation lands March 20th. Example 3. Mix load from a tree service with beech and a few soft hardwoods. You sort on arrival. Beech pieces at 6 inches diameter go to the shiitake stack. Soft hardwoods move to a separate pile. You tag beech with cut dates from last week on the service ticket. You rest 2 weeks due to warm weather. You inoculate fast before bark starts to loosen in April sun. Set the log on 2 blocks. Ends hang free. Strap the log so it will not roll. Lay a tape along the length. Mark a line 3 inches in from each end. No holes pass those marks. End grain dries faster near the cut. Holes there lose moisture. Leave a clean margin. Pick a 5/16 inch wood bit. Set a depth stop at 1 inch. No stop collar on hand. Wrap bright tape at 1 inch on the bit. Test depth on scrap hardwood. Seat a single plug in the test hole. Plug top sits flush when depth is right. pull the plug back out with pliers. Wipe the bit with alcohol. Place the test piece aside. Mark straight rows first, then offset rows for a diamond wrap. Rows run along the length. Offset shifts holes sideways and lengthwise so spawn spreads in three dimensions. Row spacing along the circumference. 2 to 3 inches from row to row. Hole spacing within each row. 6 inches center to center. Drill depth, 1 inch. Bit size, 5/16 inch. These four numbers steer layout. Simple marking method. Snap a chalk line down the log for row 1. Rotate the log a small arc, hold a 2-inch spacer against bark as a guide. Snap row 2 parallel to row 1 using the spacer. Repeat for row 3 and row 4. Add more rows on thick logs. Thin logs need fewer rows. For the offset, shift start marks along the length. Begin row 1 at 3 inches from the end mark. Begin row 2 at 6 inches. Row 3 at 9 inches. Row 4 at 12 inches. This stagger makes a diamond when viewed on the bark. Decide row count by diameter. 3 to 4 inch logs for rows. 5 to 6 inch logs, 5 or 6 rows. 7 to 8 inch logs, 6 to 8 rows. Keep rows straight. Use a long straight edge if chalk lines wander. Erase smudges and remark before drilling. Clear lines make clean work. Measure once, mark twice. Drilling stance and control. Plant feet wide. Lock the log in a cradle or against dogs on the bench. Hold the drill square to bark. Drive to the stop. Back out while spinning. Brush chips off the bit often. Hot chips glaze hole walls and slow spawn run. Hole sequence for each row. Start 3 inches from the end line. Drill the first hole. Move 6 inches. Drill. Repeat to the far end line. Stop before the second end margin. Roll the log to the next row. Repeat the same 6-inch spacing, but respect the row's starting offset so diamonds form. Avoid splits and knots. Skip across any long split line. Resume spacing beyond the split. If a knot sits inside a 6-inch step, shift 1 inch forward or back for a clean bite. Note the shift on your layout if you keep a record. Quality checks every dozen holes. Depth. Plug seats flush in a fresh hole. Roundness. Hole wall clean, not torn. Spacing. 6 inches holds within a 1/4 inch. Alignment. New holes fall midway between holes in neighboring rows when viewed on a diagonal. Bit maintenance during runs. Resin and dust build on flutes. Dip the bit in alcohol, wipe, and let it dry for a few seconds every 20 holes. Keep a spare bit ready. A dull bit heats bark and leaves fuzzy holes. Heat splits bark. Fuzz blocks wax from sealing tight. Layout examples. Example 1. 4-inch oak, 38 inches long. 4 rows. Row spacing 2 inches. Row 1 starts at 3 inches. Row 2 at 6 inches. Row 3 at 9 inches. Row 4 at 12 inches. Holes every 6 inches down each row. End margins at 3 inches from both ends. Diamond grid stays even over the full length. Example 2. 6-inch maple, 40 inches long. 6 rows. Row spacing about 2.5 inches. Start offsets. Row 1 at 3 inches, row 2 at 6 inches, row 3 at 9 inches, row 4 at 12 inches, row 5 at 15 inches, row 6 at 18 inches. Same 6-inch spacing within rows. Result: tight diagonal links through thicker wood. Example 3. 7-inch beech with 1 knot mid-body. 7 rows. Standard offsets. When a knot sits in the path, shift 1 hole by 1 inch. Keep 6-inch spacing before and after the shift. Diamond stays intact over distance even with a local fix. End grain sealing option during drilling. If bark shows a fresh nick or a small tear during layout, pause and brush a dab of warm wax over the wound. Quick sealing slows moisture loss. Do not flood wax into fresh holes before inoculation. Sealing comes after plugs go in. Work pace. Drill in sets of 20 to 30 holes, then stop. Brush chips off the bench. Check depth and spacing. Wipe sweat and dust from gloves. Small resets keep accuracy high across a full log. Safety controls specific to drilling. Eye protection on before trigger squeeze. Hearing protection on before long runs. Hair tied back. No loose sleeves. Keep the cord or spare battery off the bench top. Set the drill down with bit pointed away from hands. Unplug or pop the battery before a bit swap. Place the hot bit on a metal tray, not on wood. Pre-inoculation cleanup. Vacuum or brush loose chips from every hole. Chips left in holes block full plug seating. Wipe the bark surface with a dry rag to remove dust that might fall into holes during plugging. Keep the layout lines visible until the last plug goes in. Count holes and record. Count row by row. Write the count on the end label beside species and log ID. Total holes drive spawn use and later yield math. A quick count now avoids guesses later. Troubleshooting layout. Holes wander offline. Slow the feed rate and brace elbows on the log. Remark lines if chalk faded. Depth inconsistent. Tighten the stop collar or replace worn tape. Retest on scrap. Bark flares around holes. Bit is dull or speed too high. Sharpen or swap bits. Reduce pressure. Diamond pattern slips row to row. Reset offsets for the next row. A small mismatch in one row will not ruin spread if later rows line up clean. Set the log on two blocks in your clean zone. Wipe the table with alcohol. Lay out plug spawn, mallet, dauber, warm wax pot, marker, and labels. Put paper towels and a small bottle of alcohol within reach. Place a small trash tray for used wipes. Tie hair back. Pull on snug gloves. Eye protection on. Spawn handling. Keep plug bags closed until you start. Open one bag at a time. Tip a few plugs into a shallow tray. Close the bag again at once. Work from the tray, not from the full bag. Keep plugs dry. Keep the tray near your dominant hand. Hole prep. Brush chips off bark. Inspect each hole. Sidewalls must look clean and round. If fibers hang into a hole, twist the bit once by hand to clear them. Do not redrill with power unless depth or size was wrong. Redrilling blows out bark. Seating plugs. Pick up one plug by the sides. Align grain with hole. Set it square. Tap with the mallet until plug sits flush with bark. Do not crush the dowel. Two or three light taps beat one hard hit. If a plug stops proud, check for chips under the lip. Clear them and finish the seat. Move row by row so you never skip a hole. Work rhythm. Seat 10 plugs. Pause for a quick check. Brush chips away. Wipe the mallet head with alcohol. Rotate the log for the next row. Keep movements small and repeatable. A steady pace keeps errors low and gloves clean. Wax setup. Melt cheese wax or beeswax in a small pot over gentle heat. Liquid, no smoke. Place the pot on a stable heat-safe pad at table height. Keep a second dauber ready in case one picks up debris. Wipe the rim of the pot if drips build. Sealing holes. Dip the dauber. Wipe once on the pot edge to avoid drips. Touch the hole and rotate a half turn. Aim for a thin, even cap over dowel and bark edge. No rivers, no bare spots. Wax should set within a few seconds with a dull sheen. If wax soaks in at once, the log feels too warm or the dauber runs too hot. Wait 10 seconds between dips or step the heat down. Seal end grain and bark wounds. Brush a thin film over each cut end to slow moisture loss. Do not flood. Seal fresh nicks on bark from earlier handling. Keep wax off uncut bark where no damage exists. Cleanliness loop. Every 20 holes, wipe the mallet face and dauber handle. If the dauber picks up chips, trim the tip with a razor to a clean face. If wax grows cloudy with debris, scrape the surface film off with a stick and pull it out of the pot. Replace wax if grit returns fast. Label rules. Write the code before hands get waxy. Use block letters. Species code, log number, inoculation date, strain code, hole count. Example, OAK03, March 22, 2026, LMM 216. Write on both ends. Add one label on tape near center. Press tape down hard. Brush a thin wax edge over tape borders to lock adhesive. Do not coat the ink. Quality control checklist before you move the log. All holes filled and sealed. Ends sealed. Labels on. Hole count noted. Work area clean. Tools wiped. If one hole looks dry or low on wax, retouch now. Missed holes leak moisture and invite spores. Troubleshooting during inoculation. Plug sits low below bark. Hole depth too long. Seat a second plug on top only if the first went far past flush. Better fix is to stop, reset depth, and continue. Mark this log with a star, so you watch those holes during incubation. Plug sits high and will not go flush. Hole too shallow or chips under the lip. Clear chips. If shallow, twist the bit by hand to shave a hair from the bottom. Do not force with power. Wax beads up and falls. Surface too cool or wax too thick. Warm the dauber for a second over steam from the pot, not over open flame. Wipe and retouch. Wax thins and runs. Pot too hot. Step heat down. Pause for 30 seconds, then resume. Marker smears. Let ink dry before wax touches tape edges. Switch to a paint marker with fast-drying ink. Mallet dense bark. Swing lighter. Aim only for dowel center. A dent near a hole slows healing. Time and motion plan for one log. 4-inch log with 4 rows and about 200 holes. Seeding takes 20 to 30 minutes at steady pace. Waxing takes 20 minutes. Labeling and checks take 5 minutes. 45 to 60 minutes per log is normal with no rush. Work in pairs to cut time. One seats plugs. One seals and labels. Workflow for multiple logs. Set up 3 stations in a line. Station A seats plugs. Station B seals and checks. Station C labels and stages for stacking. Keep a shared wipe tray and alcohol bottle at each station. Pass logs forward on rails, not across the floor. Rails protect bark and backs. Safety. Keep hot wax away from sawdust piles. Keep cords clear of feet. Keep a cup of cool water nearby in case a drop of wax hits skin. Dip, cool, and return to work. Unplug heaters when you break for lunch. No open flame near alcohol wipes. Record the whole count. Count as you wax. Speak numbers out loud or tally on a click counter. Add the total to the label. Record the same number in the notebook or spreadsheet. Whole count links to spawn use and later weights. Spawn bag storage during a long day. Keep bags closed between uses. Store them in a cooler at shade temperature, not on ice. Heat swings stress spawn. Move one bag to the table at a time. If one bag grows low, fold and clip the top to limit exposure. End of session cleanup. Scrape wax drips from the table into a waste can. Wipe the brush handle and mallet. Remove tape from the bit if you use tape for depth. Store bits in a dry tin. Seal spawn bags and return them to cool storage for use within the same week. Sweep chips. Wash the tray for plugs. Wash rags on hot later. Leave the area ready for tomorrow. Examples. Example 1. Cool spring day with low dust. You open one spawn bag, pour 20 plugs into the tray, and close the bag. You seed a full row, then wax each hole right away to prevent air dry. You seal ends, write OAK01 on both ends with date and hole count, and stage the log on rails. Total time 45 minutes. Example 2. Warm afternoon with light wind. You set up a windbreak on the upwind side of the table to keep chips out of holes. You switch to smaller batches from the spawn bag. You trim the dauber tip once when chips stick. You lower wax heat once midway. All holes seal clean. Example 3. Helper crew day. One person seats plugs, one person seals, one person labels. A fourth person counts holes and checks for misses with a flashlight. The checker circles any miss with a wax crayon. The sealer fixes those before the log leaves the table. Work stays quiet with short clear calls. Seat, seal, label, count, pass. Common questions answered here, so you do not need to ask later. Do you seal first or label first? Label first to keep ink clean, then seal. Do you seal end grain on every log? Yes, a thin film. Do you reseal holes during the season? Only if a cap cracks or flakes off. Do you push wax into the hole? No, cover, do not pack. Do you double plug large diameter logs? Single plugs in a tight diamond grid perform well. Extra plugs waste spawn. Final inspection before moving to the stack site. Walk the rows. Touch each wax cap with a clean finger. A cap should feel firm. Look down the log at a low angle. Bare wood around a hole shows as a pale ring. Retouch those spots. Check labels for legibility at 10 feet. Check both ends. Pick the log up. Balance, no slip. Move it to a staging rail near the shade rack. Walk to the north fence line. Ground drains well after rain. A soft breeze slips through. No standing water in sight. Pallets sit on bricks to lift wood. You raise a hand and watch midday sun. Dappled light, not bright beams. This spot fits the rule on the shop wall. Air moves, mushrooms move in. Pick shade first, structure second. Target 75 to 90% shade through summer. Full shade at noon, soft light in morning or late day. Avoid hot walls and blacktop. Avoid low pockets where fog sits and mold blooms. A tall tree edge, a pine screen, or a fence on the north side often gives the right light. Stay off soil. Soil wicks moisture and carries slugs. Lift logs on pallets, rails, or a simple rack. Bricks under pallet corners stop sag and rot. Keep 2 inches of air under wood at all times. sweep leaves away so water drains fast after storms. Choose a stack style that matches space and crew strength. Crib stack. Lay two rails on pallets. Place the first layer of logs side by side with a hand's width between each. Lay the next layer at a right angle across the first. Repeat to three or four layers. Gaps in both directions let air slide through. Height stays low for safe lifts. A crib works in calm yards with space for a square footprint. Lean rack. Set two uprights in the ground or bolt a pair of posts to a fence. Add a horizontal rail at knee height. Lean logs at an angle with ends on the rail and feet on pallets. Space each log by a hand to a hand and a half. This style sheds rain fast and gives easy access for soaks and checks. A lean rack fits narrow paths and tight yards. Orientation and spacing. Aim rows along the breeze. Do not build a wall across wind. Leave aisles for a person with a log on one shoulder. Keep 4 to 6 inches between logs in the same layer. Keep 6 to 8 inches between layers in a crib. On a lean rack, keep 2 inches of daylight between neighbors. More gap in humid climates. Less gap in dry wind. Drainage underfoot. Place pallets on bricks or gravel. Grade soil so water flows away from the stack. Check after a storm. Look for puddles under the rack. Add a shallow swale upslope if water drifts toward wood. Good drainage saves bark and feet. Shade control. Summer sun climbs higher. Spring shade often fades by July. Test at noon in midsummer. If sun pierces, add a shade cloth on a simple frame. Choose cloth with 60 to 80% rating. Stretch tight so wind hums, not snaps. Mount high for head space and airflow. Remove in fall to drop humidity and slow mold. Tie down and stability. Wind lifts loose racks. Anchor uprights with screws and diagonal braces. Lash top layers of a crib with two straps so a child or a pet will not roll a log by bump. Keep buckles off walk paths. Inspect straps after storms. Clean zone around stacks. Keep a 1 foot bare strip around racks. Grass and weeds raise humidity and hide slugs. Rake often. Use mulch out beyond the bare strip if mud forms. Do not pile mulch against pallets. Map and label the site. Post a simple plan on the fence. Row A, row B, row C. Note where each species sits. Place hooks for a label board and a scale. Mount a small clipboard in a weather box for notes. Order save steps during checks and soaks. Airflow checks. Stand up wind and watch a ribbon tied to a rack. Ribbon should lift and settle in a slow pulse. If ribbon hangs limp all day, shift the rack a few feet or trim a small branch that blocks flow. If ribbon snaps straight for hours, add a wind break on the upwind side to slow harsh gusts. Sun angle across seasons. Take 3 photos from the same spot at noon in April, July, and October. Tape them to the wall in the shop. Photos guide future moves without guesswork. Shade moves with time. Racks move once, then hold position for years. Work height. Top row at chest height or lower. No lifts over shoulder height. Heavy logs drop when arms tire. Keep weight low and wide. Leave a safe set-down spot at each end of the rack so a helper can rest mid-move. Moisture balance. Shade and air work together. Deep shade with no flow breeds mold. Wind with thin shade dries bark. Use both levers. Adjust gaps, trim small branches, move the rack by a few feet, or add cloth. Small moves often fix balance without new builds. Stack examples. Example 1. Small city yard, north fence, steady street breeze. 2 pallets on bricks. Crib stack 3 layers tall, 4 logs per layer, hand gaps side to side and front to back. Shade cloth at 80% over a simple frame during July and August. Straps across top layer. Bare strip raked weekly. Example 2. Narrow side yard, 6-foot fence on west side, trees on east. Lean rack with 2 bolted posts and a treated rail. Logs lean at 45 degrees. 2-inch daylight between logs. Ground underfoot covered with gravel on landscape fabric. No shade cloth needed due to tall tree filter. Strong access for soak rotations. Example 3. Woodlit edge with mild slope. For pallets on gravel bed. Crib stack 2 layers only, long and low to spread weight. Tree limb trimmed to open a breeze. A short wind break of reed fence on the upwind side reduces gusts without blocking flow. After heavy rain, no puddles under pallets. Safety points on site work. Lift with 2 people for pieces over 6 inches in diameter. Use gloves with grip. Do not stand on pallets during lifts. Step wide, set slow. Keep children and pets away during moves. Strap the top before you walk off. Daily and weekly checks in the first month. Walk the rack each morning during the first week. Look for sagging rails, strap slack, fresh bark scrapes. Tighten and fix the same day. During dry spells, note bark sheen after a hose session. If bark dulls within minutes, shade sits thin or wind strips moisture. Adjust before fruiting season. Record stack details on labels. Add a short code for site and rack to each log label. NFA for North Fence, Row A. Add shade percent estimate and rack style to the notebook. Later, when yields differ, you will see links to placement. Set a simple rule on your wall. Moist, not soaked. Put the same on a card near the rack. That phrase keeps you from overwatering and keeps bark from drying out in wind. Set up tools for the season. Place a rain gauge at the rack. Hang a pocket thermometer in shade at chest height. Keep a hose with a gentle spray head within reach. Keep a clean 5-gallon bucket for quick soaks on thin logs. Keep a notebook or spreadsheet open for checks and water notes. Place a cheap luggage scale on a hook to track the feel of log weight over time. Temperature targets. Spawn moves best between 60 and 75 degrees Fahrenheit. It still moves when cooler but stalls near freezing. It slows above 80. It can suffer in long hot spells above 90. You cannot control air temperature outside, but you can buffer logs with shade and steady moisture. In heat, water in the evening. In cool weather, water midday so the bark warms and dries on the surface before night. Moisture cues you can trust. Bark sheen test. Spray one spot with a gentle mist. The right bark shows a soft gloss for a minute and then darkens without dripping. If water beads and runs at once, the surface oils still sit high or the bark is already wet. If the gloss vanishes in seconds, the log sits too dry. Thumb press test. Press your thumb into the bark near a drilled row. On a healthy piece, the bark feels firm with a slight give. If it feels hard and papery, you need more water and shade. If it feels spongy, you have overwatered or the site holds too much humidity. End grain look. Healthy ends show tight rings with no pale film. In late incubation, you begin to see faint white marbling inside the end grain. You do not chase this early. You note changes on a monthly check. Weight memory. Lift the same log once per week with the luggage scale and note the number. You do not need an absolute target. You want trend. After a long soak, the log reads heavier. Days later, it drifts toward a baseline. If baseline weight slides lower from week to week, the site runs too dry or too hot. Add shade, adjust airflow, and increase watering. Water quality. Use clean water. City water with normal chlorine levels is fine out of a hose. Let it run a few seconds before you start so hot hose water clears. Avoid water that smells of strong treatment shock. Avoid water that sat in a metal drum in full sun. If you pump from a pond, add a simple filter bag on the inlet. Weekly schedule by season. Late winter to early spring. Weather runs cool and damp. Check twice per week. Water only if a dry wind strips the bark or if the gauge shows less than a quarter inch of rain in 7 days. Keep logs off soil. Do not soak. Do not push temperature. Let the spawn settle. Late spring to midsummer. Growth picks up. Heat arrives. Check every 2 to 3 days. If rainfall totals under half an inch in a week, add a hose session. Spray until the bark on all sides turns glossy, then stop. Return the next evening if the gloss vanishes within minutes during a heat wave. Use your finger on the bark. If it looks wet and feels sticky, you went too far. If it looks dull and feels warm, you waited too long. High summer. Shade matters most. Midday sun in July dries bark fast even in deep shade. Check daily in a drought. Water in the evening. Hold the spray head close. Move slow. Turn the log a quarter turn if needed to reach the underside. Do not form puddles under the rack. Add shade cloth if you see crisp lines of sun on wood at noon. Add a light wind break if gusts beat through all day and leave bark dry within minutes. Late summer to early fall. Days cool and nights lengthen. Cut watering frequency as air cools and humidity rises. Check every 3 to 4 days unless a hot spell returns. Let the rack dry on the surface between sessions. You want moisture inside, not on the shell. Late fall to winter. In cold regions, watering drops to rare maintenance. The spawn pauses during freezes and resumes during thaws. Check for heave or frost pockets around posts and pallets. Keep logs off snow crust. Brush snow from tops after storms so runoff does not pool at the base. Skip hose sessions during hard freezes. Resume light spray on warm days if bark splits appear. Hose technique. Use a shower pattern, not a jet. Start at the top half. Work around the circumference in slow passes. Watch for a uniform gloss. Count a slow 10 around the log, then move to the next. On thin logs, one slow pass may be enough. On thick logs, too. Where rows meet the underside, lift the log a hair with your knee or a helper's hand to reach those lines. Set it back carefully to avoid bark scuff. Quick soaks for thin pieces. If a 3-inch piece falls behind during a heat wave, give it a controlled dunk in a clean bucket. Stand the log upright, then lower into water and hold down with a clean weight. 10 to 15 minutes is plenty for a quick recharge. Lift out and drain on the rack. Do not do this for thick pieces or as a weekly habit. Save full overnight soaks for the first fruiting step in the next chapter. Air management during incubation. Air must move, but not strip. Watch your ribbon test again. If the ribbon snaps straight for hours, loosen the stack pattern or add a simple reed screen upwind. If the ribbon hangs with no motion all day, open gaps or trim a small branch to let flow in. Balance prevents green mold around wax caps and keeps bark from cracking. Shading adjustments. Photograph the rack at noon once per month from the same point. Tape photos on the shop wall in a 3-month line. If bright patches grow on the tops, raise shade cloth or shift the rack 2 feet. If logs grow a green film on uncut bark, you sit too dim for too long. Lift shade or increase spacing. Rain as a partner. A steady half inch of rain does work that a hose does not. Logs drink from all sides and ends. After a rain, skip the hose. Check the weight number the next day to learn how much a natural soak added. If a storm drops 2 inches fast and water stands under the rack, pull mulch back, add a shallow swale, and raise pallets. Standing water invites rot at the base. Record system. Each check gets a short line. Date, noon temperature and shade, rainfall for the week, water action taken, quick note on bark feel, and any site change. Example reads 7 to 12, 84°F shade, 0.2 in rain, evening spray to gloss, bark firm slight give, added 60% cloth. These lines build your sense for how the rack responds. Common patterns and fixes. Bark dries within an hour after a hose session. Increase shade. Add a windbreak. Lengthen the spray slightly. Water later in the evening. Check your spray head for a clogged screen. Bark stays wet and sticky for hours. Reduce spray volume. Increase spacing between logs. Remove a temporary windbreak. Lift shade cloth in cool wet weeks. Thin grass and weeds around the base to let air roll. Green film forms near waxed holes. Overwatering or tight air. Space logs more. Reduce hose frequency. On the next sunny day, scrape the film at a single hole and reseal lightly with warm wax. Note this in the book so you compare after the fix. Ends crack in lines from the cut face. The site ran too hot or too dry. Increase shade. Add a short evening spray every other day for a week. Seal the longest crack ends with a light wax wipe without flooding. Wax caps flake. You ran the pot too hot during inoculation or the site swings between wet and bone dry. Brush a thin fresh layer over the worst caps on a warm afternoon. Adjust watering to smooth the cycle. Animals drink from the spray while you work. Pause and let them pass. Do not spray animals. If pets visit the area often, switch to early morning or late evening sessions and add a low fence. Regional notes. Hot arid zones. Shade cloth near 80% may be required in midsummer. Water in short sessions twice in an evening rather than one long run. Use more thick logs in your mix. They hold water better between sessions. Humid coastal zones. Airflow matters most. Increase spacing. Use 60% cloth only when sun cuts through at noon. Limit hose use to visual dryness. Overwatering invites mold in warm air. Cool maritime zones. Fewer hose sessions needed. Spring and fall may carry the spawn run without help. Watch for long wet stretches that hide mold. Rely on airflow. Cold continental zones. Winter freezes pause the run without harm to sound oak. Logs can sit dry on the surface for weeks in snow. Resume light sprays during thaws. Expect a longer run to readiness. Scaling the routine. With 4 logs, you can water one by one and note each. With 20 logs, move to a pattern. Water every other log on one visit and the rest on the next, unless heat says all need a touch. Use a simple tag on the end to mark the last water day. Blue means watered yesterday. Red means due today. Flip the tag after work. Training a helper. Write a one-page card. Check ribbon, check gauge, spray to gloss, stop, no puddles, log weight note, record line, flip tag. Walk a helper through the card once. Stand back and watch the flow. Fix only one habit at a time. Clear step stick. Cost and time. In a normal week without heat, one small rack takes 10 minutes for a check and a light spray. During a heat wave, plan for 20 to 30 minutes every other day. The time fits into evening yard work. The payoff arrives in caps later. What not to do. Do not drown the site with a sprinkler that runs for hours. Do not pour water into drilled holes. Do not trap logs under plastic. Do not let hoses leak at the base. Do not guess about rain. Read the gauge. Safety notes for water work. Watch footing on wet gravel or boards. Keep hose loops out of walk paths. Lay the nozzle down with the trigger locked off. During a thunderstorm, skip the check. Return when it is safe. If you use a pump, keep cords and outlets dry and elevated. Coil hoses flat after use so you do not trip in low light. Three examples. Example 1. Dry week in July. Gauge reads 0 inches. Noon shade temp 88. Bark dull and warm at touch. You water at 7:30 p.m. until uniform gloss forms on all faces. Return at 8:30 p.m. for a short second pass on the thin 3-inch pieces. Next evening bark shows a soft mat, not dry. You skip water and log the result. Example 2. Humid week with storms. Gauge reads 1.4 inches. Ribbon hangs gentle. Ends show no cracks. You do not water. You pull weeds from the base, open gaps between two tight logs, and leave the rack to dry on the surface. Example 3. Early fall cool spell after a heat wave. Gauge reads 0.3 inches. Shade temp 64. Weight numbers rose after a rain 2 days ago. Bark shows slight give. You skip the hose. You add a note to review marbling at month's end. Decision points before the next phase. You will not guess your first full soak date. You will read signs. White marbling at the ends. A thin white ring under bark at the edge. Weight gain after a test soak holds longer than it did in spring. These signal the move from quiet run to fruiting steps. Stand at the rack and look at log ends in full shade. Healthy end grain shows tight rings with no pale film. Readiness shows up as fine white marbling inside the rings, or a thin white ring tucked under the bark edge. Those marks mean spawn reached the outer zones and wants a trigger. No marks, no soak. Tools for this step. Clean stock tank or tote, large enough to cover a log. Food safe weight, like a brick wrapped in a freezer bag or a cinder block in a clean contractor bag. Hose and spray head. Timer or watch. Thermometer for water if you keep one in the kit. Two blocks for draining. Notebook for dates and times. Three checks before any soak. End check. Shine a small light across the cut face. Look for white marbling or a white ring near bark. Light marks count. Solid white across the face is not required. Weight trend. Read the luggage scale number you track weekly. After a hose session, the number jumps, then drifts down. When readiness grows, a charge holds longer. If weight now holds more days than it did in spring, spawn knit through more wood. Bark response. Press a thumb near a drilled row. Bark feels firm with slight give. If bark feels papery and warm, return to Chapter 6 work and build moisture first. If 2 of 3 checks say go, plan the first soak. Water prep. Fill the tank with clean cold water. Avoid hot hose water from a line baked in sun. Run the hose a few seconds, then start filling. Target water in the 40s to low 60s Fahrenheit. Colder water gives a stronger shock. Do not add ice unless air sits above 90 for days and you need a bigger drop. Submerge and wait. Lower one log into the tank. Use a clean weight to keep wood underwater. No oil, no rust flakes, no dirt. Place the weight near the center, so ends do not flare up. If bubbles rise nonstop for more than a minute, stop and tilt the log to burp air, then reset the weight. Soak time by size. Thin logs around 3 to 4 inches. 12 to 16 hours. Medium logs around 5 to 6 inches. 16 to 20 hours. Thick logs around 7 to 8 inches. 20 to 24 hours. Count from full submersion, not from first contact with water. Drain and stage. Lift the log with 2 hands. Hold over the tank for 10 seconds. Set upright on 2 blocks, so both ends hang free and water leaves fast. Leave in shade with airflow for 30 to 60 minutes until dripping slows to an occasional drop. Fruiting position. Stand the log upright on a rack or lean at a 45-degree angle against a rail. Leave 2 inches of daylight between neighbors. Air should move across both faces. No direct sun at noon. No puddles at the base. Post-soak care. Do not hose the surface. The soak charged the core. Keep the site in steady shade and airflow. If a heat wave hits, mist once in the evening with a fine spray to keep bark from crusting. Stop misting once pins show. Pin timeline. Pins form in 5 to 10 days. Start checks on day 3. Look in bark seams and around sealed holes. Early pins look like tan pegs. Growth speeds up when nights sit in the 50s or low 60s and days run in the 60s to 70s. If days hit the high 80s, pins slow until cooler air returns. What early and late look like? Early soak. No pins by day 10, or a few weak pins that stall. Let the log rest 6 to 8 weeks. Add shade and water discipline for the run-up to a second attempt. Late soak. Huge flush with caps crowding and tearing, slow recovery afterward. Next time, shorten soak hours by a few and start checks earlier. Large flushes look nice in photos but drain energy. False signals to ignore. Green film near holes is not readiness. Fix air and water, then wait. Moss on bark is not readiness. Moss grows in shade with damp air. Adjust airflow. One white streak in end grain with no ring near bark often reflects an old branch path. Wait for a ring or more marbling. Test log method for bigger stacks. Pick one log from a batch as a lead. Soak it first. Track days to pins and harvest window. Soak the next group once the lead shows pins. This reduces risk across a full rack and staggers harvest work. Clean tank practice. Scrub the tank before first use. Rinse after each soak. If silt collects, drain and rinse before the next log. Store the weight clean and dry. Replace bags when scuffed. Safety for water work. Water adds mass fast. Lift with legs and a helper. Keep floors clear and dry. No loose cords near the tank. Keep children and pets away during soaks and moves. Wear gloves for grip. Cold water stiffens hands, so take short breaks. Environmental triggers in plain terms. The soak cools wood, raises internal moisture, and spikes oxygen at the surface when you drain. Those shifts tell spawn to fruit. Shade and air keep pins from drying. Clean surfaces keep mold away while caps form. Observation schedule. Day 1 to 2. Leave the log alone in deep shade. No touching. Day 3 to 5. Walk by twice daily. Morning and evening. Scan for pins. No spraying unless heat threatens bark. Day 6 to 10. Watch edges of caps. Once edges roll slightly and caps approach flat, move to Chapter 8 for harvest timing. Metrics to record. Soak start and end time. Water temperature at start if you measure it. Drain time. Date of first pins. Date of first harvest. Weight per pick. Notes on cap quality and any pests. Place these lines under the log ID in your sheet. 3 examples. Example 1. For inch red oak, first season, late September. End grain shows a faint white ring. Weight holds higher for 2 days after a hose session. You choose a 12-hour soak from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. Water reads 54 F at start. You drain and stand upright. Pins appear on day 5. First harvest on day 8 with tight rolled edges. Total weight for flush 1 reads 2.3 pounds. Example 2. 6-inch sugar maple, mid-season early June. Ends show white marbling with a clear ring. Weight trend holds for 3 days after rain. You soak 20 hours overnight and into the morning. Water sits near 58 F. Pins on day 4, heavy set on day 6. You thin caps by picking a few early to open space. Total weight reads 4.1 pounds. Rest period set for 8 weeks. Example 3. 7-inch beech, early season, April. Ends show only faint streaks with no ring. You soak anyway. 10 days pass with no pins. You record the miss and return to incubation work. Shade cloth rises from 60 to 80% for May and June. By late July, a clear ring appears. Second attempt in August yields a steady flush. Avoid these errors. Do not soak logs with loose bark or long open cracks. Those pieces lose water too fast and invite contamination. Do not leave logs under water for days. Long soaks starve wood of oxygen and tire spawn. Do not stack wet logs tight against each other. Pins rot when air stands still. Do not drag ends across gravel after a soak. End grain picks up grit and holds dirt near food. Small upgrades that help. Add a drain spigot to the tote, so you do not bale by hand. Place a rubber mat under the tank for stable footing. Keep a cheap kitchen timer clipped to the rack. Stick a chart on the fence with soak time by size so helpers follow the same rule. Reading the ends over time. Take a photo of each end before soak one, then after the first rest, then before soak two. Tape photos to the wall under the log ID. Patterns in marbling help you predict timing next season. Thick logs often show stronger marbling before flush two than before flush one. Rest period after first flush. Set a rest of 6 to 8 weeks before the next full soak. No dunking during rest. Keep shade and airflow steady. Water only to gloss and heat. Once rest ends, repeat the 3 readiness checks. Do not force a second flush on schedule alone. Walk the rack at dawn. Caps sit wide with edges still slightly rolled. Gills show pale tan, not dark brown. You lift one log with your knee and see a tight cluster near a sealed hole. You set a clean bin on a crate so you do not bend and crush caps. Knife in hand. Work starts now. Pick time and window. Harvest in the cool morning or at dusk. Aim for caps that are almost flat with a gentle roll at the edge. Skip caps that turned fully flat with edges lifting. Those drop weight and shelf life. If heat builds by midday, move harvest earlier. Cut method. Use a clean, sharp knife or shears. Cut the stem at the bark line. Keep bark intact. Do not twist and rip. Twisting opens wounds and drags debris. Lay each cap gill down in the bin as a single layer. Stems face the same direction. Order protects edges. Field sorting. Grade as you pick. A grade. Thick caps with slight roll. Clean margins. B grade. Flat caps with minor blemish or small slug scrape. C grade. Torn edges, dark gills, or cracked caps. Place grades in separate bins. You cook B and C first. You dry trim ends that feel woody. Clean handling. Brush off flecks with a soft brush. Do not wash in the field. Water on caps shortens shelf life. If soil sticks, trim that part away with a knife. Keep bins shaded. Keep them off the ground. Move to a cool room at once. Chill fast. Place caps in a refrigerator within 1 hour. Target 34 to 38 F. Use a vented tray or a shallow box lined with paper. Do not seal in plastic. Mushrooms breathe. If you need a cover, use a loose lid or a second sheet of paper on top. Check once after 1 hour. Replace any damp paper. Short storage. Hold a grade for 3 to 5 days at 34 to 38 F with moderate humidity. B and C grade hold 1 to 3 days. Check daily. Remove soft or wet pieces. Use those in the kitchen the same day. Do not stack heavy loads on top of caps. Weight bruises the gills. Drying option. Slice caps thick or leave small caps whole. Spread on dehydrator trays in a single layer. Set 100 to 115 F. Dry until pieces snap clean with no bend. Cool to room temperature. Pack in airtight jars with a fresh desiccant pack. Label with date and log ID. Store in a dark cupboard. Rehydrate later in hot water for 15 to 20 minutes. Save the soak liquid for stock after you strain out grit. Cooking basics for fresh shiitake. Trim tough stem ends. Wipe caps with a dry cloth. Heat a pan until a drop of water dances. Add a light film of oil. Place caps gill side down first. Do not crowd. Let them sear. Flip once edges brown. Salt near the end. Cook through. Raw shiitake can cause a rash in some people. Full cooking fixes this risk. Weight and records. Weigh each pick. Record by log ID and grade. Add notes on cap thickness, edge roll, and any insect or slug marks. Example line. OAK, 01, pick 1, 1.6 pounds, mostly a grade, edges rolled, one cluster with slug scrape trimmed. Maximizing quality. Pick clusters before caps press against each other. Crowding tears edges and traps moisture. Use two hands for large caps. Support from below and cut clean. Move full bins to shade as soon as they fill. Warm mushrooms sweat in cold fridges. Sweat means water on caps. Water invites rot. Sanitation cycle. Wash knives and shears after each session. Hot water and soap. Rinse and dry. Wipe bins with a mild food-safe cleaner. Dry fully before the next harvest. Clean tools cut cleaner and reduce waste. Trim and byproduct use. Save clean stem trimmings for stock. Dry them with cap pieces. Use scraps the same day. Do not keep slimy stems. Those go to compost. Keep the compost away from the rack to avoid pests. Managing a heavy flush. If a big set breaks at once, pick in waves. First pass at dawn for near flat caps. Second pass near dusk for those that rolled during the day. If heat runs high, stage a fan across the sorting table to keep caps cool while you work. Keep extra paper on hand for swaps when sheets get damp. Quality checks at the rack. Edges. Look for a slight inward curl. Gills. Pale tan to light brown. Surface. Dry to touch. No slime. Stem base. Free of bark. If bark lifted during growth, trim that away. What to leave? Tiny pins under a mature cluster can stay. They will not gain much if the cluster above shaded them. If you see strong pins on a quiet face, leave them. They will size up after the current flush clears and the log rests. What to remove? Split, watery caps. Caps with deep slug channels. Caps with dark, soft spots. Remove these from the site. Do not compost near the rack. Bag and bin or move compost away from stack areas. Packaging for sharing. Use shallow boxes or vented clamshells. Line with dry paper. Cap side up in one layer when possible. Label date, grade, and origin as log-grown shiitake. Keep boxes cold until handoff. Share storage tips with the recipient. Fridge cold. Vent open. Use soon. Three clear examples. Example 1. Cool fall morning. You pick a grade caps with a slight roll. Knife cuts at the bark line. Caps go into a single layer. You chill within 30 minutes. Storage holds 3 days. Weight reads 2.3 pounds for the first pick. Example 2. Warm spring evening. Caps spread wide by noon. You move harvest to dusk. Edges still roll a little. Some caps touched and tore. You grade those B. Total 3.4 pounds. You cook B grade that night. A grade chills for 2 days. Example 3. Heavy summer flush. Many caps press together. You harvest in 2 passes. You set a fan near the table. You dry 2 pounds and eat the rest fresh over 2 days. Notes show slight darkening on one cluster near a tight spot. You flag that rack section for more spacing before the next flush. Common mistakes and fixes. Twisting caps off. Fix by switching to a clean cut. Twisting wounds bark and drags grit into food. Late picks. Flat caps with lifted edges lose weight. Fix by walking the rack twice a day during peak. Washing fresh mushrooms. Water shortens shelf life. Fix by brushing and trimming only. Sealed storage. Caps sweat and soften. Fix by using vented trays and paper liners. Hot handling. Warm bins in the yard lead to condensation in the fridge. Fix by shading the table, working faster, and chilling sooner. Food safety notes. Keep raw and cooked foods separate in the kitchen. Rinse cutting boards. Cook shiitake through. Chill leftovers within 2 hours. Reheat to steaming. Link to yield planning. Record weight by log and date. After 3 picks, you can plot a simple trend. If grade skews low due to torn edges, look back at spacing and shade from chapter 5. If caps slimed fast, review fridge setup and chilling speed. Site hygiene. Keep a 1-foot bare strip around the rack. Rake leaves and weeds. Move compost and feed bins far from the stack. Store spawn and wax indoors. Clean spills the same day. Food smells pull animals. Elevation. Lift every log off soil. Use pallets on bricks. Add rails for lean racks. Slugs hate dry gaps. A 2-inch air pocket under each piece blocks ground routes. Copper and barriers. Wrap copper tape around rack legs at knee height. Clean the tape with vinegar on a rag before you stick it. Press hard for full contact. Add a second band near the base if slugs still bridge the gap. For crib stacks, slip a copper sleeve over each leg. Keep sleeves clean. Tarnish slows the effect. Slug patrol. Walk at dusk with a headlamp and a cup of salty water. Pick and drop slugs into the cup. Use gloves. Repeat after rain. Iron phosphate bait works around the outside of the rack. Keep bait on the ground edge, not on pallets. Read the label. Pet safe versions exist. Reapply after heavy rain. Wire defenses. Wrap the rack with 1/2-inch hardware cloth to hip height. Leave a walk gate with 2 clips. This blocks rabbits and slows rodents. For deer, run a 5-to-6-foot fence of poly deer net around the zone. Keep it tight. Pin the base with landscape staples. Deer hate tight corners and low lines near feet. Bird netting for peak flushes. When pins explode, drape bird netting over a simple frame that sits a few inches off bark. Keep net clear of caps. Birds peck edges and mark caps. Remove net after harvest to improve airflow again. Squirrels and chipmunks. These animals test weak points. Lash top layers with two straps. Set traps only if laws allow and you hold the required permits. Safer first steps beat traps. Reduce food sources nearby. Seal feed bags. Clean barbecue drips. Close trash lids tight. Green mold at holes. Look close at wax caps. A pale green ring means wet air and still air. Thin the stack. Open gaps. Add a light breeze path. Stop hose work for a few days. On the next clear warm day, scrape the green film at each spot with a clean blade. Touch a thin swipe of warm wax over the scrape. Record this in the log. Return the next day and check again. Moss on bark. Moss signals shade without flow. Lift shade cloth or trim one branch. Raise a rack leg by a half inch to tilt tops into the breeze. Do not scrape moss unless it covers half the face. Fix air first. Ants. Ants farm scale on wet wood. Tighten the dry strip around the rack. Dust diatomaceous earth in a ring outside the bare zone during a dry week. Rain turns it to paste, so time the dust. Rodents. Mice and rats chew caps and stems. Remove clutter near the rack. Store boards vertical, not flat. Keep grass cut. Hardware cloth with 1/4-inch mesh stops them at the fence line. If a burrow appears, flood the hole once, then fill with gravel and tamp. Pets. Dogs knock racks. Cats leave hair on caps. Set a short fence. Place a water bowl away from the rack, so animals do not climb in your soak tank. Insects on caps. Fungus gnat adults land on wet caps. Fix water at the source. No sprinklers. Mist only if heat threatens bark. Harvest on time. Overripe caps draw insects. Sanitation during heavy fruiting. Keep a trash bag at the table. Trim waste goes straight in. Wipe knives when moving from damaged caps to clean caps. Wash bins after each pick day. Dry bins in sun before storage. Night checks. Pests move at night. Walk the rack once after dusk for 3 days after a rain. Use a headlamp. Look under pallets and along rails. Remove slugs and snails. Note fresh scat or tracks. Tighten the fence if you see signs. Weather shifts. Heat wave. Slugs surge. Double patrols. Add copper at weak legs. Drought. Deer push fences for moisture. Raise fence height and tighten ties. Storms. Straps loosen. Retighten the next morning. Three setups that work. Example 1. City yard slug trouble only. Bare strip plus copper sleeves on 4 rack legs. Dusk patrols 3 nights a week in July. Iron phosphate along the outer gravel line after rain. Slug damage drops to near zero. Example 2. Suburban fence line with deer and squirrels. Hardware cloth to hip height and poly deer net at 6 feet. Straps over the top layer. Feed and trash stored in tight bins. No teeth marks on caps after 2 weeks. Fence stays tight through the season. Example 3. Humid coastal lot with green mold at wax caps. Stack spacing increases by 2 inches. Reed screen moved to leave a breeze lane. Hose work cut by half. On a clear day, scrape and rewax 10 spots. Mold retreat recorded in 2 days. No spread after changes. Checks to add to your log sheet. Date. Pest seen. Actions. Fence condition. Strap tension. Cleanliness grade 1 to 5. Next step. Short lines keep you honest and ready. What not to do. Do not bait with beer near the rack. It draws more slugs and flies. Do not sprinkle salt on wood. Salt burns bark. Do not spray broad poisons near food. You will harvest here. Use traps and barriers with care and within rules. Safety. Wear gloves for wire work. Cut hardware cloth edges smooth. Tie tools to your belt when you climb a short ladder. Keep children and pets away during fence builds. Wash hands after slug patrols and before harvest work. Year view. Year 1 focuses on spawn run and a first controlled flush. Year 2 and year 3 carry prime output. Years 4 and 5 taper. Keep the loop simple. Soak, fruit, harvest, rest. Repeat until signs say retire. Rest length. Set 6 to 8 weeks between forced soaks. Shorter rests drain logs. Longer rests leave food on the table. Write a fixed rest for each batch, so helpers follow the same rhythm. Batch rotation. Group logs so work spreads across weeks. Example for 12 pieces. Batch A logs 1 to 3. Batch B logs 4 to 6. Batch C logs 7 to 9. Batch D logs 10 to 12. Soak one batch every 2 weeks during prime seasons. Each batch rests 6 to 8 weeks before it returns to the tank. Staggering keeps harvest steady and avoids one giant flush on a single weekend. Seasonal timing. Spring. Start soaks once 2 of 3 readiness checks read positive. Cool water, cold nights, and steady shade favor tight caps. Summer. Heat slows pins. Raise shade, tighten airflow, extend rest to the long end. Use dawn or dusk for soaks and handling. Fall. Prime window in many regions. Resume a 2-week batch cadence. Plan for strong sets and heavy harvest weeks. Winter. Hold in cold zones. No soaks during hard freeze. Resume once thaws arrive. Yield planning. Run simple math from whole count and past weights. A life total often lands near 10 to 20% of dry log weight. Spread this across 2 to 4 flushes per year. Write a target per batch on a card. Compare picks to target after each season. Expand or slow your build based on those numbers. Calendar system. Post a wall calendar with color codes. Blue for soak dates. Green for harvest windows. Orange for rest end points. Add a slim tag to each log showing last soak date on one side and next eligible date on the other. Flip the tag when you dunk. Soak hours by size across years. First year. Use the longer end of the time range to charge a new run. Peak years. Use mid-range times to balance output and recovery. Late years. Use shorter soaks to avoid blowout flushes and long recovery. Force versus weight. If a storm drops an inch of cold rain and pins pop on rested logs, skip forcing those pieces. Let rain trigger one batch. Update the cards so rests shift forward for only those logs. Rotation works best when rules flex to real fruiting. Clustering and spacing. Heavy sets in year 2 often show crowding. Thin in the moment by taking a few caps early to open space. Next season, widen spacing for those racks by 2 inches before fruiting returns. Energy budget. Large flushes look rich, but pull energy hard. If a batch produces a huge set in spring, extend its rest to 8 weeks before the next dunk. Use water discipline during rest. Moist, not soaked. Fast repeats stunt later sets. Test log method for large racks. Pick one marked lead in each batch. Soak the lead first. Watch days to pins. If pins lag past day 8 in cool weather, push the rest of the batch out 1 week. One lead saves 6 misses. Label upkeep over years. Re-ink faded ends each spring. Replace tape labels under a thin wax edge if edges lift. Labels link weights and rests to strain and species. Lose labels and notes lose meaning. Retirement signs. Bark loss over 1/3 of surface. Deep longitudinal cracks from end to end. Weak sets across 2-4 cycles despite clean shade and water. Thin caps with dark gills on day 1. Green mold returns at multiple wax caps after airflow fixes. Any 2 signs say move the piece off the rack. Retirement process. Stop forcing. Stand the log in a garden border or under shrubs. Fruit will trickle in rain for a while. Once output stops, move wood to a path edge or firewood stack. Clean the rack spot and slide a new piece into the rotation under the old batch code. Scaling plan. For logs. Work them as one batch every 7 to 8 weeks in spring and fall. 12 logs. Use 4 batches on a 2-week cadence in spring and fall, longer rests in summer. 24 logs. Use 6 batches. Assign a helper to one batch day with a written card for soak time, rack position, and harvest windows. Examples. Example 1. 8 logs split into 2 batches. Spring soaks on weeks 1 and 3. Summer rests stretch to 8 weeks. Fall soaks return on weeks 1 and 3 again. Total of 3 to 4 flushes per log across the year with steady Saturday harvests. Example 2. 16 logs on a lean rack. For batches. Blue marks on a shop calendar every other Tuesday. Harvests land Thursday to Sunday after each soak. One batch hits a huge set in May. Rest extends to 8 weeks for that group. Output stays even through September. Example 3. Mixed species yard. Oak in batches A and B. Maple in C and D. Oak holds water better in heat, so those batches carry summer work with longer rests. Maple batches shift to spring and fall windows. Year 2 totals beat year 1 by a wide margin with less guesswork. Data review after each season. List total pounds per batch, average days to pins, average harvest window length, number of force cycles, and any pest or mold incidents. Circle any batch with slow recovery or weak caps. Adjust shade, spacing, soak hours, or rest length for only those pieces. Avoid wide changes across the whole yard. Spare capacity. Leave one slot open in each batch row. Space helps airflow and gives room for new pieces next spring. Do not pack racks to the edge. Packed racks grow mold and force awkward lifts. Safety and labor over years. No lifts over shoulder height. Replace cracked pallets. Tighten straps each month. Rotate helpers across tasks so one person does not carry all dunk work. A smooth rotation reduces strain and keeps quality high. Spring setup. Stack site sits at the north fence with steady shade near 80%. Crib stack 2 layers tall on pallets set on bricks. Air moves through a hand-width gap. Ends sealed. Wax caps intact. A rain gauge and a pocket thermometer hang on a post. A ribbon test shows a slow pulse and light breeze. Incubation notes, March to May. Weekly weight check on the same hook every Sunday at noon. Week 1 reads 21.6 pounds after inoculation. Week 2 reads 21.4. Week 3 reads 21.5 after light rain. Bark shows firm give. No cracks. Hose work only when the bark dulls and wind dries fast. No soaks. No tank work. Heat and a dry spell, June to July. Rain gauge shows 0.1 inches for the week of June 24th. Shade holds, but wind strips moisture by late day. Evening hose to a uniform gloss 2 nights in a row. July 2nd to July 8th you miss checks during travel. You return to dull, warm bark and 2 short end cracks. Fixes go in. Add 60% shade cloth above the rack. Lift spacing by 1 inch. Evening sprays every other day for 1 week. Cracks seal with a thin wax wipe. Weight trend rises again within 5 days. Late summer to early fall checks. End grain shows a faint white ring by August 28th. Weight holds higher for 2 days after a hose session. Bark feels firm. 2 of 3 readiness checks say go. You plan the first full dunk for mid-September when nights cool. First soak and flush. Soak date September 14th. Water runs clear and cold. You let the hose clear hotline water for 30 seconds. Start at 7 p.m. full submersion with a clean brick in a sealed bag as weight. Water reads 56 F at start. Pull at 11 a.m. the next day. Total time 16 hours. Drain upright on blocks for 40 minutes. Stand the log on the lean rail with 2 inches of daylight to each side. Pins on day 5. First pick on day 8 at dawn. Caps show a slight roll. Second pick on day 10. Total weight for flush 1 reads 2.6 pounds. A grade 2.1. Be grade 0.5 from one tight cluster that touched and tore. Notes add a spacing fix on that rail for next time. Rest and reset. Set a rest of 7 weeks. No dunking during rest. Water only to gloss during a warm spell. Shade cloth stays up through early October, then comes down as nights cool and air dries mold risk. Second soak and flush. Readiness holds by late October. Stronger marbling at ends and clear ring under bark. Weight trend holds 3 days after rain. Soak on November 10th. Start 6 p.m. end 12 noon. 18 hours for a thicker feel after the first flush. Water reads 52 F. Drain and stage as before. Pins show on day 4. Harvest on days 7, 8, and 9. Total weight for flush 2 reads 3.1 pounds. A grade 2.5. B grade 0.6 from 2 caps with slug scrapes near the base. Slug notes trigger an evening patrol and a copper sleeve wipe with vinegar. No further damage that week. Quality storage and use. A grade chills at 36 F in vented trays with paper. Holds 3 days without loss. B grade cooks the day of the pick. 2 pounds dry in the dehydrator at 110 F to a clean snap. Jars labeled with date and log ID. Fixes that paid. Shade cloth during the July miss. Extra spacing before flush 1 harvest window. Clean weight bags in the dunk tank. Short evening missed only once during a hot snap after the first dunk. Each fix links to notes, not guesswork. Simple ledger for OAK, 01 year 1. Cut late winter. Rest 3 weeks. Inoculate March 22nd. Site NFA crib stack, shade near 80%. Dry spell miss early July, cracks sealed, shade cloth added, spacing lifted. First soak September 14th, 16 hours at 56 F. Pins day 5. Flush 1 total 2.6 pounds over 2 picks. Rest 7 weeks. Second soak November 10th, 18 hours at 52 F. Pins day 4. Flush 2 total 3.1 pounds over 3 picks. Year 1 total 5.7 pounds. No mold events after spacing and shade fixes. Labels legible. Tools clean. What you carry forward. Use a lead log to time soaks for a batch. Keep weekly weight notes even when rain feels steady. Photograph ends before each dunk. Add spacing where clusters pressed. Patrol slugs during peak sets. The notebook tells you what to repeat and what to stop. Quick Q&A. Hole spacing. Use 5/16 inch bit, 1 inch deep, holes 6 inches apart in each row, rows 2 to 3 inches apart, diamond offset. Keep 3 inch margins from both ends. Wax choice. Cheese wax holds elasticity over bark shifts. Beeswax works in cool zones if applied thin and warm, never hot. Either way, cover each hole and touch end grain with a light film. Shade level. Target 75 to 90%. Test at noon in midsummer. If hard sun reaches tops, add 60 to 80% cloth on a high frame. Remove cloth in cool, wet months to drop mold risk. Watering in heat. Evening spray to a uniform gloss, then stop. No puddles under racks. Return the next evening only if bark dulled fast. Thin logs need shorter, more frequent touches. Thick logs hold charge longer. Force or weight. Use 3 checks. White marbling at ends or a white ring under bark. Weight holds longer after a hose session. Bark firm with slight give. If 2 of 3 read positive, soak. If not, keep the incubation routine. Soak hours by size. 3 to 4 inch logs, 12 to 16 hours. 5 to 6 inch logs, 16 to 20. 7 to 8 inch logs, 20 to 24. Count from full submersion. Green mold near holes. Open spacing. Improve airflow. Pause hose work for a few days. On a clear warm day, scrape spots and re-wax thin. Log the event and the fix. Slug pressure. Lift wood off soil. Add copper on legs. Patrol at dusk. Place iron phosphate bait on the outer gravel line, not on pallets. Loose bark or long cracks. Retire from forced cycles. Stand in a border and accept rain fruits until wood goes quiet. Knife or twist at harvest. Knife wins. Twisting tears bark and drags grit into food. Why labels matter. Strain date, hole count, log ID site code. Records without labels lose value fast. Yield log system. Goal. Track inputs, timing, and weights by log so decisions rest on facts, not memory. One sheet per yard. One row per pick works well for small sets. One sheet per batch. One block per log suits larger racks. Use short codes so helpers write the same way each time. Core columns. Log ID. Species. Diameter in inches. Cut date. Inoculation date. Strain code. Hole count. Site code and rack style. Shade percent estimate. Water notes this season. Readiness check result before each soak. Soak start date and time. Soak end date and time. Total soak hours. Water temperature at start. Drain time. Pin date. Harvest date. A grade weight. B grade weight. C grade weight. Total weight this pick. Flush number. Running total this flush. Running total this year. Issues seen. Actions taken. Next eligible soak date. Retirement date. Retirement reason. Simple formulas. Total weight this pick equals a plus B plus C. Running total this flush equals sum of pick weights until rest starts. Running total this year equals sum of all flush totals for the year. Days to pins equals pin date minus soak end date. Days in harvest window equals last pick date minus first pick date. File and label rules. File name format for sheets. Year underscore site code underscore batch dot XLSX. Tab names. Log IDs or flush numbers. Photo names. Log ID underscore end underscore A underscore before soak 1.jpg and log ID underscore end underscore A underscore after soak 1.jpg. Same for end B. Photos taped in the shop work if you prefer paper. Weekly review loop. Read last 7 days of notes. Check weight trend on lead logs. Confirm rest timers for each batch. Scan for repeats in issues and actions. Adjust only the batch with a flag, not the whole yard. Season wrap review. List totals per log, average days to pins, average window length, number of forced cycles, mold or pest events. Circle week performers. Write one change per week batch for next season. Shade tweak. Spacing change. Soak hour tweak. Rest length tweak. One change per batch avoids guesswork next year. Examples. Example pick row. OAK 01 red oak 4 cut 2 to 28, Inoc 3 to 22, LMM 216, NFA crib 80, evening gloss and heat, ring present and weight holds, soak September 14th, 7 p.m., end September 15th, 11 a.m., 16 h, 56 f, drain 40 minutes, pins 9 to 20, harvest 9 to 23, A 1.3, B 0.3, C 0.0, pick total 1.6, flush 1, flush run 1.6, year run 1.6, note tight cluster tour, action widen gap row A, next soak eligible 11 to 5. Example issue row. Map, 03 sugar maple, green film at 3 holes after humid week, action space log by 2 inches and stop hose 5 days, scrape and thin rewax on 6 to 18, recheck clean on 6 to 19, no spread. Example retirement row. B02 beach bark loss over 1/3, 2/4 cycles with weak sets, green return at caps after airflow fixes, retire 8 to 12, move to shrub border, reason age and bark loss. Helper card. One page near the rack. Check ribbon. Read gauge. Water to gloss if dull bark and low rain. Note date temp action. Flip batch tag. Never soak without 2 of 3 readiness signs. Record soak start and end. Record pins and picks. Weigh and grade. Clean tools. Short lines. No jargon. Common mistakes in records and fixes. Missing dates. Fix with calendar alerts and a clipboard on site. Mix codes. Fix with a posted label key. One big sheet for the whole year turns slow. Fix with one file per site per year. Weights without grades hide quality loss. Fix with A, B, C columns every time. Quality metrics worth tracking. A grade ratio per flush. Days to pins by season. Harvest window length. Rest length between cycles. Issues per 100 holes. These show site health more than a single big number. Why this works. Soaks, rests, weights, and problems link across months. Records reveal links you do not feel day to day. You pick a single fix, then measure the result. Yield rises and labor drops.